Today on the Chamomile Ag Report, I'm talking about a popular Christmas plant. No, not poinsettias. We're talking mistletoe. Of all the plants used in holiday decor, few match mistletoe's interesting history, and few equal its potential for harm. An evergreen plant with white berries, mistletoe is quite toxic, said David Trinkline, horticultural plant specialist for the University of Missouri Extension. American mistletoe contains a toxic protein in its leaves and branches. However, mistletoe harvested in the U.S. isn't as toxic as European mistletoe, Trinkline said. The latter contains a mixture of toxic proteins in all parts of the plant, including its berries. Unfortunately, mistletoe isn't labeled American or European, and only a trained botanist would be able to identify the difference, he said. In either case, if the plant accidentally is ingested, it would be wise to seek immediate medical attention. Trinkline said the safest choice would be to use artificial mistletoe made from fabric or plastic. Mistletoe is a hemiparasite, which means it derives some of its food from its host, most often a tree, while carrying on photosynthesis to make the remainder of its food, he said. Mistletoe's mysterious powers go back to ancient times. So how did a toxic hemiparasitic plant like mistletoe become part of Christmas? From the standpoint of human usage, mistletoe has a long and interesting history dating back to ancient times, Trinkline said. The use of mistletoe around the holidays dates back to pre-Christian times when it was used by druids in rituals associated with the winter solstice, he said. And being harvested by druid priests with a golden sickle, people placed it over their doors as a means of warding off evil for the coming year. Where did kissing under the mistletoe begin? Various theories exist, Trinkline said. In Scandinavia, it was considered a plan of peace under which enemies could declare a truce. Accordingly, mistletoe offered a way for warring spouses to kiss and make up. Each time a kiss was exchanged under the mistletoe, a berry had to be plucked. Once all the berries were gone, the plant lost its magic. What about the name? The word mistletoe comes from two Anglo-Saxon words that literally interpreted mean dung on a twig, Trinkline said. This less than romantic name originated after people observed their mistletoe tended to take root on tree limbs where birds left their droppings. Many might consider stealing a kiss under the mistletoe to be socially and hygienically questionable. Omitting it from holiday decor probably would be prudent, he said. But for those who insist on following tradition, give real mistletoe the heave-ho-ho-ho and use artificial mistletoe instead. And now it is time for the KMMO Ag Department corny joke of the day. How do cows like to do their shopping? From cattle logs. With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.